Today at Kwairinam, December 13th in on our Vedic calendar, Sun 2 of a 5-day phase, and then a 2-day retreat. We set into motion a new flow for teaching from 12 to 12:30. All Madhavasi, those are the monks, sit in small groups with the four acharyas and myself to talk about inner things. To sharpen up, especially for our young monks, the Sarvasiddhanta philosophical knowing and relating it to their daily life. Many people are philosophical, but that's in one part of their mind, and their daily life is another part of their thinking patterns, and they don't relate the two. The Sarvasiddhanta philosophy, which brings out very clearly external and internal worship, and the application of the laws of karma, reincarnation, dharma, and so much, much more, merge them all together into daily life. Well, here we are on Paradise Island, and we often say humorously, another boring day in paradise, but we can't really say that truthfully here at Kwairinam, our cyberspace ashram. Every day is an exhilarating day with new wonderful things to do and blessings to give out. Our caudal Hindu temple is sending out blessings through prasadam, through the mail, daily to hundreds of people in many, many countries of the world. We have a pilgrim here from a university in the Midwest of America, but originally from Malaysia, Kukulavani. We want to welcome her. She's living with some of the families who live here on the islands. Panchaganapati. It is the season to worship Lord Ganesha. A number of years ago, elders and religious leaders, the Hindu community, found it a great concern that many ashrams, can you believe it, have Christmas trees, give Christmas presents, and celebrate Christmas. In the true translation of the word, Christ Mass. It must be coming from the Catholic or the early Catholic. And before that, they say it was a pagan ceremony. However, we have a wonderful approach to the holiday season. It's 5 days of gift-giving called Pancha Ganapati. Pancha means five, and Ganapati means Lord Ganesha, the giver of all good, the controller of Dharma, and the children receive gifts for 5 days, and they have a wonderful time. And Panchaganapati is in season. And if you would like to know how to celebrate Panchaganapati in your ashram or your home, use that little box and ask the question, please send me information on Panchaganapati. I no longer want to do Christmas in my ashram. Many people say, well, it's okay to do Christmas because we are Hindus and we are accepting all religions. Well, then why not celebrate the Jewish holidays, the Islamic holidays, the Zoroastrian holidays, the Sikh holidays, come on, Buddhist holidays, come on. Christmas is the only holiday ashrams, on the most part, celebrate. So many Hindu religious leaders don't want to do that anymore. And Panchaganapati, year after year, has become very, very popular. And we'd be happy to send to you, without any charge, or to show you where you can find it on the internet. 5 days of the worship of Lord Ganesha, the gift-giving God. It is really wonderful. Well, I'll be seeing you again tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, in our very familiar place, right here at our cyberspace ashram. Remember the gifts that we offered yesterday. Oh, one last thing. Devarajan, we expected you, and we didn't see you on this beautiful garden island. We missed you at the beautiful havana yesterday. Expected you to walk in the door at any minute. You must have been meditating. I thought I saw you there several times. So fly over again soon. Sorry you had to cancel your flight because of airline problems. Om Namah Shivaya, everyone. We'll be together again tomorrow, Darshan time, at Cyberspace Ashram.